Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Want to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care for us. Please open our eyes and help us to understand what you want us to learn. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I am so glad that you joined me today. We have been studying the parable that Jesus told in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. I want you to look it up right now before we get started. Luke is in the New Testament. It is the third book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 15, verse 4. So I want you to open your Bible to Luke. Luke is in the New Testament. Luke chapter 15, verse 4. That's where we are today. We're learning about a shepherd and his sheep. And what happened yesterday? He had a lost sheep, didn't he? Well, as I have been preparing for this story and this lesson, I was out hiking not too far from my house. And where we live on the Navajo Indian Reservation in Arizona, there are many of the Navajo people who still herd sheep. In fact, we were walking out in a canyon just a couple weeks ago, and there was a shepherd and her sheep and all of her sheepdogs. And she did not like it that we were going for a hike on a Saturday afternoon where her sheep were, because she was afraid that we would scare them and that they would scatter. So we had to walk way up and around to avoid her and her sheep. Well, the story that Jesus told about sheep was very similar. There was a shepherd who was out with his sheep, and when he came home at night, there was one missing. So did he just say, "Oh, I have 99. I'm good. I'm going to go in and get some dinner and go to bed." Oh, no, that is not the good shepherd. No, he grabbed a lantern and he probably got an extra warm coat, and he went out into the dark night. And the darker the night was, the more concerned he was for his sheep. He was afraid that his sheep was lost and that it would die or that a wolf would get it. Well, look at verse 4 with me. Luke chapter 15, verse 4. What does it say?
What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which was lost until he finds it?
The shepherd is looking. On and on he went. He could hardly see. Thorns scratched his hands and made them bleed. His feet were bruised from climbing over rocks and up the steep places. But he kept calling and he kept listening. And if it was stormy, you can be sure that he was soaking wet and cold. He was risking his own life for this sheep. Then, suddenly, he stopped. What was that sound? Yes, yes, can you hear it? Yes, he heard it again. Oh, it wasn't very loud, but he knew that his sheep had heard him and was weakly trying to answer. He quickly called back. He could tell it was about to die. Now he was sure that his sheep had been hurt, and as he went toward it as fast as he could in the dark, he forgot all about being tired. He had found his lost sheep. What do you think he did next? Did he pick up that sheep and go, "Ugh, you naughty, naughty sheep, how dare you?" Or did he say, "You stinker, you should not have run away." Or, "You're going to be on a timeout when we get back." Oh, no. He was so happy. He did not use his shepherd's stick and drive the frightened sheep home. Oh, no. He scooped it up in his arms, held it tenderly against him, and gave it just a great big hug. Then he put it onto his shoulders so it would be as comfortable as possible, and he carried it all the way back to the sheepfold. In fact, the Bible says that that's what he did. Look at Luke chapter 15, verse 5. We read verse 4. Here's what verse 5 says.
And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
How was the shepherd acting? Was he mad and stern and angry? Oh no, what does the Bible say? He was rejoicing. He was so excited. Just like that shepherd, God's plan was for the Pharisees to shepherd his people, the Jews, to help them understand. His plan was also for them to teach others outside of the Jewish nation, the Gentiles, who God was, how special he was, that they could lead everyone to God. They were supposed to help those lost sheep, those lost people who had wandered away from God. But did they? No. In fact, I just discovered the most beautiful chapter in the book of Ezekiel. Maybe you and your family can read this chapter for worship one of these nights. It is a contrast. Do you know what a contrast is? For example, hot and cold. That is a contrast. Hot is kind of on one side, cold is on the other. They're very opposite. In Ezekiel chapter 34, it is a contrast. It shows the opposites where the Jewish leaders, what God wanted them to do and what they did. And then it shows how God treats those who are sinners. Well, the Pharisees only thought about themselves. They thought that if Jesus were really the Messiah, he wouldn't waste time with sinners. But in his story, Jesus reminded them that each sinner, just like that poor lost sheep, is very important to our loving Heavenly Father. Were the Pharisees sinners too? Of course they were. They may not have done all the wicked, terrible things that other people did, but to have pride and envy and coveting and to want to murder Jesus and kill him, that was all against God's law. They were sinners. In fact, Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." There is not one person who has not sinned. Except Jesus. He came to live our life so that we could live with him in heaven forever. Well, how did Jesus finish this story? We saw that he found the sheep. He was rejoicing. But there's one more verse. Verse 7. What does that say?
I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons. Need no repentance.
He gives us a little glimpse into heaven, doesn't he? He shows us what it's like up in heaven. He says there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over how many? 99 just people who need no repentance. It reminds me of the verse in Zephaniah 3:17. It says, "He will rejoice over you with singing." God loves it when the lost is found, and he loves it when we help him to find those lost ones. Then he rejoices over them with singing. Jesus loves you so much. He loves me so much. He wants each of us to be in heaven. I know I want to be there with him, don't you? I want to be safe in his fold where he takes care of us because he is our good shepherd. Well, let's pray and thank him for what he has done. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being that good shepherd, for coming and finding us and helping us to be safe in your fold. Thank you for rejoicing over us with singing. You love us so much, and we want to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen. It's now time for our memory verse song before we close, so I want you to sing along with us. Now that you've heard it for a few times, now you can sing along with us.
There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.